This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Shout out to a few guys that have already stopped by. I love when brothers just pull up. Yo, what's up, Dukes and Bell? Man, I got to get back to work.
Right.
Dimitri, thank you so much for stopping by. Brandon, who works for Delta, just stopped by. And also Eric, who just walked into Napa Auto Parts. I don't even know if he's buying anything. He just came out here, wanted to holler at us. Thanks to all the listeners who are going to make their way out here. But those guys, man, they literally just came over, wanted to say hello. The flags are not being handed out. And again, we'll repeat this.
Right.
Until starting at around 5 o'clock. And I want to let you guys know, this is not the only location that the Falcons are doing this at. They are also giving flags away at the Napa Auto Parts in Douglasville today from 5 to 7. All right? So if you are in that area, you can go get your Falcon flags so we can fly these things, man, and be proud of our squad. But that's happening today here at Napa Auto Parts and Napa Auto Parts in Douglasville.
Yeah, man, we're going to talk, too, as you mentioned, our man Brian McFadden, who's a big part of the postgame celebration down in Tally. And Rick Stroud's going to tell more about the Bucs. You mentioned, you know, what's going on with us with Elijah Wilkins, inner right tackle. Tristan Wirfs is still questionable, Carl. And you mentioned what's going on with Vita Vea. Cade Otten, who had a couple of touchdowns against us in the game in Tampa. He's been limited, as you say, in Texas with a groin. And, you know, Chris Godwin, there was some confusion whether or not he was going to start the season on IR or not. He isn't, but he is listed as doubtful. So that is very interesting. And Benjamin Morrison, limited in practice, one of their corners. So they're as banged up as perhaps we were, maybe even more so.
I need our young guys to step up, man. That's what this is going to be about. You got all these young cats that are playing, Xavier Watts and Bobby Bowman, and obviously up front. And again, if Jalen Walker's playing as much as we now anticipate him being ready, as Coach said yesterday, need all these young guys to step up. The difference for them, and I'm talking about the Bucs, is their experience. They have a lot of guys, even their absences. All those guys, and most of those guys, were either there for the Tom Brady run a few years, some of them won Super Bowls with him, and then some of the new pieces are even veterans. They don't have a lot of young players on that defense. So, you know, when you start talking about guys missing on the offense, that's a different deal. But, you know, if they're going to miss one of the best offensive linemen in the games in Wharfs, Mike, that's as big of a deal as us missing our right tackle.
Right.
It
so,
just is.
And I think that Leonard Floyd, we talk so much about, kind of expected him just kind of step in and do what he does, which is, you know, raise some havoc. But Katie, guys, we talked a lot, you know, about contract years. And there's a big contract we'll get to coming up in the headlines in the NFL for a guy that was taking 6 picks after Troy Anderson.
Mr. Anderson.
That's Anderson with an E-N. But, yeah, and look, it's not Troy's fault. It is what it is. Brother can't stay healthy. Nick Benito, I'll spill the beans on that. 4 years, $120 million extension, $70 million is guaranteed for a guy who's had 23 sacks, including the breakout, 13.5 last year, Carl.
Yeah.
Again, a guy we could have had. 6 picks after we went with the cute story out of Montana State, you know, a combine darling, as opposed to a guy coming out of a big program like Oklahoma.
Yeah, look, it's a testament to Nick, but it's also, you know, the Broncos. The reason why the Broncos are going to be good, guys, they've drafted well. I mean, again, when you go to the playoffs after paying a guy off to get out of town and Russell Wilson, and you still go to playoffs with a rookie quarterback, it screams you drafted well.
Right.
I hope in a few years we're having that conversation about James Pierce Jr. and Jalen. Have they done enough, Mike, to command that kind of contract
right.
in 3 years now with the Falcons? That's what we're hoping. We're hoping we found those guys. But the Broncos defensively are stout. And they're going to be a problem, man. I'm not going to tell you they're going to win the AFC, but they are going to be a problem for a lot of teams. And they gave us fits last year when we went out there.
It was certainly Bo Nix. Bo Nix, like a lot of rookie quarterbacks, had a couple of games to start the season that were forgettable. And then all of a sudden things started to click. Sean Payton wrote him hard, and then he responded. And then he just aired it out against us, made us look silly. I got, by the way, speaking of which, I got him in my fantasy team.
Who's that?
Bo Nix.
You do?
Yeah. Took him at round 8.
Okay.
I went all with wide receivers and everything. Got my Trey McBride from Arizona, my tight end.
So you feel loaded outside of quarterback?
Yes, I do. And matter of fact, I went and I did what I said I was going to do. I went and I got Drake London at my wide receiver. So I stayed away from McCaffrey. But, yeah, man, I'm stoked. I was very satisfied. Now, of course, you know what that means.
What's that?
It means probably not going to make the playoffs. You feel good. I got a B+. Becky got an F. She forgot to draft the defense.
What?
Apparently the cats were on the computer screen when she was trying to.
Was
draft.
She? In, was she? I don't know. Was she with you when you got?
No, I was upstairs. She was downstairs.
Oh, and so you separate.
Yeah. One of the
so you were trying to help your wife.
One of the deals was the house. I get to have a drum set if she got the nicer office.
Okay.
That was again. As Day-Day can tell you, marriage is about sacrifice. But anyway, yeah. So she's got the better office. She's downstairs. So yeah, she. She was doing some curious things with her draft. I'll get into it in guy talk, and you can grade it.
Yeah, I'm curious, man.
She's like, they gave me an F. I'm like, you forgot a defense, honey.
Well, there's some available, just probably not the top 10 right
now.
She
went and got Lions off the waivers.
Oh, that's not bad.
So she's okay.
Look, the Lions were decimated with injuries last year. Again,
right.
we forget they shouldn't have even gotten as far as they did. They had, like, street free agents playing at the end of the year. All those guys are back
Hodges
and healthy.
Is back, right?
Lions defense, if the coordinator can do what Aaron Glenn did last year, they're going to be good. So that's not a bad pick for Becky. Nice job, Becky. Don't listen to your husband. Hey, man, want to mention this. And by the way, Daily Download is brought to you by our friends at ATL Live Well. Don't just live, live well. Amari Cooper's retiring.
Yeah, so if you drafted Amari Cooper in the 14th round last night, you want to just drop him now.
He's done. He had been struggling to ramp up since re-signing last week with the Raiders.
Right.
And today literally was like, I'm out. 3 days before the opener. Now, again, I don't know how much they put on his plate. Five-time Pro Bowler. I will tell you guys this. He went to Cleveland, and he did nothing.
Now, that's your heart's not in it. And we've seen guys, look, at least now better now than mid-season. Right? I mean, look what happened with Devondre Campbell last year with the 49ers.
No doubt.
You know, I mean, that's just like, whoa, come on, dude. You got to see this thing through. But if he wasn't feeling it, he's going to step away. Don't know if that means it's forever, but at least for now, he's out.
Yeah. And again, reports coming. Amari Cooper, his tenure is over. He's retiring. And it's funny, man, because when he got traded from the Cowboys, everybody thought that was a mistake. Maybe we'll be looking back at this Micah Parsons thing as maybe not as big a mistake as some people think it is.
I mean, if he can't play with a busted-up back, I mean, then the Packers are going to have to revisit this. And, look, I don't know. I never heard anything about his back. If you're Jerry, I'll stick with what we said earlier in the week. If you feel you can't get to a contract with this man, you trade him before the draft because you can get a bidding war. And you can get even more than you got from Green Bay. So I still think Jerry's a nitwit, but the back thing is certainly giving some Packers fans a bit of pause, right?
Yeah, he may get a shot to attempt to play. And part of this is, Mike, you know, now that he signed his deal, there is pressure on Micah to deliver. Like, but the problem is, it's not now. He's got to deliver in the playoffs. He's got to deliver sacks and turnovers and strip sacks and all the things I talk about that he should at the edge position. But, yeah, man, we'll see how that goes and where that goes. But that's news today out of the NFL. More on the league coming up at 4 o'clock, or 3 o'clock, should I say, as we go around the league in our 4th-and-1 segment. Braves last night beat the Cubs, Mike, 5-1.
Yeah, Ha-Sung Kim, welcome to Atlanta, or at least we'll see you in Atlanta. But in Chicago, man, he just made a huge impact. Saw the post-game interview with the translator, and look, it's an audition for the Braves, and they've got an option, player option.
If he looks like this, keep him.
Yeah, because imagine having some home run pop. Now, not his calling card necessarily, he's a gold glover, but he can play third base, he can play shortstop, and he shows you the occasional pop, which was on display last night.
Yeah,
I like it.
I did too. 5-1 was the final score. Again, watching the Braves, and, you know, we're just, again, progress, man, and situations like this with Kim. Can he show us between now and the end of the season that this is a trade that we may not think much about right now because we're not going anywhere. But as we get to next season or spring training and you go, you know what, we have some better options than we had last season, that's going to be the main thing because, again, I don't think this is where you spend your money. Go spend your money where we need to spend it, Mike. go get the resources at starting pitching where we need to get our resources. This is a good move if he pans out, because, again, the contract and what you're inheriting versus going out and trying to find a guy that you're going to spend $100 million on makes no sense.
Yeah, they're on the hook for $2 million of his contract this season, but they claimed him off waivers. And I was surprised. Look, I guess the injury frustrated Tampa Bay or whatever their thoughts was about the salary, the contract, the option next year. They moved on, but makes a hell of an impression. So, guys, there's little things. Like we're pivoting to football, certainly, but that's one of the things Braves fans can keep an eye on to see if he keeps producing, in which case now maybe you got an upgrade at the shortstop position.
All right, no doubt. We get football tonight. We mentioned it. NFL regular season kicks off. What are we going to get from the Cowboys? First of all, I just want a good game. Okay? Keep me interested. Don't have me sleep at 11 when this is a blowout and Philly fans are acting like they act. Can the Cowboys keep this close? And do you even give them a shot to win this game being an 8.5-point underdog?
I mean, is Dak going to be a $60 million man? I mean, that's where it has to be happening. And you gotta validate that contract. Part of the reason Micah Parsons isn't here is because they wasted all that money on you. So, Dak, do your job. Stay healthy. Stay upright. As you said, we haven't seen him since November 3rd of last year when he got busted up by the Falcons with the leg. So, use your new wide receiver weapon with Pickens and CeeDee Lamb. You know what you got with him. You got a good tight end. Running game is a bit suspect, though.
No doubt.
And, hey. And Eagles, hey, man, I think Saquon Barkley picks up where he left off. We're going to see the corners. That's the one thing where maybe Dallas has some success. The new-look secondary to a degree that was tweaked by the Eagles.
Hey, each Wednesday night, join Day-Day, man. That's Damian Lewis for Prep Sports Nation. A comprehensive look.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At the teams and athletes making news in high school sports across the state, it's brought to you by Ingles, guys. Low prices, love the savings. That's Prep Sports Nation, Wednesday nights on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're coming back. B-Mac joins us. He's still glowing about that win for Florida State. Is Knowles the talk right now, or at least one of the big conversations in college football? We'll talk about that, but we'll also get his thoughts on week one. It's here in the National Football League.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.